You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If you have a serious work-related injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Hour number two here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up now, we'll hear from the offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. Still to come at 2:30, Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange in St. Louis will be with us to talk about this Rams team and what's going on in the National Football League. But now let's turn over to the offensive coordinator of the Browns, John DeFilippo.
It's good to see everybody today. I appreciate everyone coming out. Obviously, a painful way to lose on Sunday. It's great to get back to work yesterday. I was really pleased with the guys' mindset on how they came out after such a tough loss. I mean, it'd be really easy to come out and slow and kind of sulking, and our guys really attacked the day yesterday, and I was really proud of that. I thought, you know, we had a lot of good individual efforts on Sunday. I was really pleased with the way Mitchell Schwartz and Joe Thomas played. I thought they had as good a games as they've had all year. I mean, especially Mitch drew the Von Miller assignment the majority of the day. And to me, whenever you can eliminate one of the top, you could argue he's the best, he's at least one of the top five best defensive players in the league to an assisted tackle, I think you've had a pretty good day. And I was pleased with our plan for him. I thought Travis Benjamin played well. I thought Gary Barnage played well. And it's going to be another tough game on Sunday. You know, through the first 6 weeks, we've played, you know, the top three defenses in the league, and this is another top 10 defense that we're drawing, and we're excited for the opportunity to go on the road and win a football game. You know, both Coach Pettin and Ray of Farmer have issued statements about Johnny Manziel, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know, my main concern right now is getting our offense to play as good as we can against St. Louis.
Said Josh McCown is really hard on himself Sunday and even Monday when he talked to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what's your sense of how he's able to recover from that kind of letdown and move forward?
Yeah, you know, from a coaching staff standpoint, from a player standpoint, I think it's okay to be really hard on yourself for the first, you know, 24 hours after a game, especially a game that, you know, took a lot out of us. It really did. But, you know, like I said, I was pleased with the way Josh came out yesterday and prepared, and he was ready to go when he was back to himself. But, you know, you want your quarterback to be down and put a lot on himself. But at the same time, you just got to make sure and manage that, you know, it's not all on him.
What did you think he needed to do better against Denver?
You know, a lot of the things you saw Josh do was a product of the team we were playing. I mean, you know, there was some push there, and there were some guys in his face, and I mean, they're doing that to every quarterback they're playing this year. They're forcing quarterbacks into bad decisions. I mean, I read some stat the other day where their kickers and their defense had scored 80% of their points in like the previous three games. So, you know, I'm not going to say Josh could have done anything better. Obviously, there's a couple bad situations that we put him into that you would like a different outcome, but I think a lot of what you saw on Sunday was a product of the team we were playing.
What would the Rams do best defensively?
To me, again, this is going to be another big-time front that we're going to see. I mean, they play a four-down front, and there's five first-round draft picks in that group. And so, you know, they're going to rush the passer. They're going to be great at home. I think they play really fast on that turf at home, and we're going to have to match their speed.
When you have a guy that's come from that organization like Davis, can he help you at all, and in so what ways?
Yeah, I think he can. I think, you know, in terms of snap counts, in terms of the types of protection schemes, the adjustments to the protections, you know, the types of routes that they like on third down that maybe they haven't shown on tape yet. So I think anytime you have a player from another organization that's come in and kind of knows that system and is fresh in that system, because, I mean, he joined us late, so I think it's obviously a help for the defense. I know he's been up helping. He's been up with Jimmy O and those guys a bunch this week.
What does a healthy Robert Turbin add to your running back rotation now, and how do you use him?
Yeah, you know, I'm still finding out. I'm still learning about Robert, but I really like what I see so far. I really do. I think he's a powerful runner. I think he's strong. I think the thing Robert's done that's impressed me the most is really nothing that he's done on the field yet, but the way he prepared himself when he knew he wasn't playing. I mean, he was a true pro, and that's why I think that he is ready to play right now at a high level, is because he treated the weeks that he was out very much like he was going to be the starting running back for our football team. So it just shows the maturity and the professionalism of Robert from week to week.
McCown's streaking, and the context of that question is he slightly missed through to Barnard in the first half, slightly missed through to Benjamin in the first half, and threw that pick six.
Which throw were you talking about to Gary? On the 4th and 5?
Yeah, there are two different ones. But anyway, point being, you were down 10-0. Part of that was Josh's problem, slow start for pick six. Is he streaky? And
I wouldn't say Josh is streaky. I mean, Josh has played good football for us. And every once in a while, the defense is going to get you. I mean, they rolled into a coverage that we hadn't seen. They two trapped us. We had a hitch called. And that's an easy mistake for a quarterback to make. All of a sudden, you're throwing a hitch, and the next thing you know, Aqib Talib's 8 yards off. The next thing you know, he's making a play on the ball, and you're like, how did that just happen? So I think that was something that obviously they schemed up on us. I thought they did a good job, and Aqib's done that to a bunch of quarterbacks this year. But I wouldn't say Josh is a streaky player. I'd say Josh is a very consistent player. It's just, like I said, a lot of it was the product of the team we were playing.
You have to make a bunch of play calls every week, but do you go back and kick yourself after a couple? And I guess what I'm asking is the first down in overtime when you get after the pick.
Sure.
Would you want to have that play call back and then maybe the 2-point conversion that you guys weren't able to get?
Yeah. The first down call I would love to have back. You know, what I was thinking was up until that point, as the game progressed, they were over shifting big time. Strong. Okay. So the previous, we called that play, I think, later in the second quarter, and we had gotten 8 yards on it, gotten around the edge and gotten 8 yards. So I was playing the percentages of how they were playing us, and they came out in a different look. And unfortunately, we had, it wasn't probably the best play call that I could have had on, and the safest play call. I mean, there's other play calls that you're like, whatever they come out in, you're probably at least worse going to get back to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you play 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9. But, yeah, I mean, they came out in a different defense than they had shown the whole game, and they got us. And, sure, I'd love to have that one back. The one in the two-point play was we had a pass with a run check. So we were going to run the ball if it was zone coverage, and we were going to throw the ball if it was man coverage. And, unfortunately, we had a mental error on that play. We didn't get the rub route to Travis Benjamin coming from the opposite side. So obviously I didn't do a good enough job coaching that play during the week for us to have the best chance of success to execute it.
Did Josh have the ability to change the first down call?
Yeah, it wasn't a check. It was a safe run. I mean, we have it blocked up. We have a hat for a hat, Pat, but it's the angles of the play probably weren't the best. But we had a hat for a hat for the defense shown. Yeah, well, unfortunately, on the second down play, we missed a line game that we had blocked up, I think, the third play of the game. And unfortunately, we missed it, and we had a guy come up the middle, and Josh really didn't have much there. And then the third down call was 3rd and forever, and Josh saw a little crease, and I think just tried to get north, and unfortunately took a sack. But, yeah, that was a tough series of plays. I'll be the first one to admit that. That wasn't at my best.
Along the lines of interior protection being so important this week against the line, defensive line like that, we haven't asked anybody much about Petonio, who had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
You weren't here, but we haven't heard about him. How's he doing?
Joel's playing really good football for us. Really good football for us. I mean, and unfortunately, of some of the other, we played so many good edge rushers so far this year, you're hearing a lot about Joe and Mitch. Because they're playing pretty good against those guys for the most part, and Joel's quietly having another really solid year for us. There's no doubt.
What about the keys to winning close games down the stretch? You've got one in overtime in Baltimore last week, fell short. Is it a mental thing? Is it physical? What are the keys to pulling off those wins down the stretch?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I think you got to be a you got to be able to execute. You got to be able to call the right play call. You got to be able to, do the right thing, you know, not have a mental error on a two-point play. I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and I would not say our, at least offensively, because that's what I know. I mean, I'm not going to comment for Jimmy O. At least offensively, I don't think our guys are not mentally tough to finish games. I just think we made a few mistakes that they capitalized on, and unfortunately, they came at a really bad time.
That's your offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, talking about some of those play calls. I love his honest, candid approach. He said this is a look we'd been getting all game. We thought this would catch them off guard. Unfortunately, they gave us a different look, and they made a better play than us. And he comes out and says, I wish I had that one back. I like that. I respect that. I think it's a very interesting approach, and it's one that I think, you know, will certainly play well at least locally, in the sense that you're like, okay, I can get it. I can relate to
right.
this guy. I understand what he's saying.
Doesn't it make you want to root for that guy? Doesn't
of course.
It make you want to side for that guy? Because he's giving you a little bit of what, like, I feel like I, you know, that X's and O's, that inside the locker room, inside the mind of an offensive coordinator, look at your football team. And I think that's cool, because he could very easily, like a lot of individuals across, you know, the country and at their franchises, just graze nice and easily along the surface, giving you nothing, have nothing to go off of, and ultimately the frustration in your blood begins to boil, because everything that he sold you on that surface level with cliche after cliche, nothing changes Sunday after Sunday.
No, you're right, and we're saying it, and it's funny, as I said that, the Cleveland Gambler said, Coach Flip is stand-up, tells how it is, and explains what went wrong, and owns his screw-ups. Bob Rose says Flip will be a head coach in the NFL by the start of 2018 season. I'm very impressed with him as well. I've liked Flip from day one. I think he's the one guy that is getting the most out of what he's working with currently in the offense. While it did have its struggles against the number one defense in the NFL. By the way, Josh McCown, the first quarterback to throw for multiple scores against that pass defense all year. They're more than holding up their end of the bargain in 2015. When we come back, we're going to break down the Browns offense versus the offense of the St. Louis Rams. Who's got the advantage in that matchup? When we return, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850.